This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The House of Representatives could vote as soon as tomorrow on legislation to fund the government for the next 6 months and avoid a shutdown. That temporary funding would keep the government going, but would mean some uncertainty for federal agencies, as Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Congress is supposed to pass spending bills for all federal agencies, but lawmakers never did that this year. Stopgap funding is especially hard for agencies that have to plan way ahead, like the Pentagon. Todd Harrison is a defense analyst with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. He says since the government's budget will essentially stay the same for the next 6 months, the Defense Department can't change its spending, even on old programs.
When you've got a program that was at the end of its life, you're done buying something, you are stuck with buying it.
You can't start spending on anything new either. So a scheduled overhaul of the USS Abraham Lincoln will have to wait, as will planned purchases of new aircraft. Over at the Agriculture Department, there's no extra drought aid for farmers. Richard Kogan is a budget analyst at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
I know this was designed as a deliberate slap at farmers.
Kogan says the stopgap funding bill does give Congress some flexibility, and it can pass a separate drought relief bill. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.